This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And we're back here on Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Take control of your energy usage with the MyMTE app. Track your usage, pay your bills, report outages anytime. That's with the MyMTE app. Well, joining me this morning, Lee Colvin, Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Good morning, sir.
Hey, Brian.
Well, good day, buddy.
It'd be nice if I turned your mic on.
I thought.
This new board that we've had for 2 years that you noticed this morning. But you did notice a change.
I mean, you've changed the whole place. I mean,
it's amazing what a little paint will do, isn't it?
At least the weather window has not changed.
Oh, no, it will never change.
Thank goodness.
Just as obscured and, you know, dirty as ever. No, we have, the weather window is what, probably 3 foot by 6 foot, something like that.
Right.
Yeah. The only window in the place. Well, unless you go to the big office up front, you know.
Got a big window up front.
Yeah. But it's Absolutely. Also about 10 degrees hotter in that office, I've noticed.
Yeah, I like it back here.
Yeah.
It's good back here.
It's nice and cool.
That's right.
Yeah, just like you.
He's smooth, folks. He's smooth.
Well, today with Lee, again, he's an Edward Jones Financial Advisor. We're going to talk about, some, I guess, tips on, how to be alert for caregiver financial abuse. And this probably will resonate with a lot of people that are listening this morning in terms of, parents, elderly, folks within their family that they're caring for, and just some things that we need to be on lookout for, huh?
It's a shame, Brian, that we need to discuss this, but we definitely need to discuss this. In today's environment, the question I might have is, do you have a parent or other elderly relative who may soon need a caregiver? I mean, that in itself is already traumatic, a little overwhelming, just overall stressful and difficult. But if you do have someone in that situation, you want to be diligent when selecting the right person for the job, because choosing the wrong person could lead to some big financial problems that we just want to make folks aware of today.
Well, so we're going to talk about several of those things today. And, close family members, friends, those are people that can sometimes serve as a caregiver for, a loved one. And you might think trustworthiness and honesty and good judgment, all those things, but you really have to do your homework in hiring a caregiver.
You do. In many cases, Brian, what we find is that people who are hiring caregivers, they just don't know how they'll perform until the caregivers have begun work, right? I mean, and that can be said in so many recruiting endeavors. And honestly, a dishonest caregiver could steal valuables. They could steal cash from the person who they have been paid to assist, or intercept their mail to obtain credit card numbers, other sensitive information to commit identity theft. So these are real problems that we're seeing in our industry, in our world, and we would just want to make folks aware of this.
So we're going to talk about, if you enlist a caregiver and are maybe beginning to have some doubts or whatnot, you can, there are some signs, some warning signs of possible financial abuse that we're going to talk about today and kind of list some of those. And, you know, Lee, why don't you just kick us off with just some of the general ideas about maybe things that we should be watchful and mindful for?
Sure. So some of the warning signs of possible financial abuse that we see or hear about from our clients are efforts to prevent the individual receiving care from speaking to family members. So if you are a family member, you're reaching out to your loved one, and for some reason you're finding you're unable to speak to that person, the caregiver, too many times, oh, they're napping, oh, they can't talk, oh, they whatever. Hopefully that's not a problem. Mm. Hopefully it's, you know, a fact. But it just wants to be kind of an alert item out there. Inquiries into the location of estate planning documents, such as a will. Interest in brokerage and retirement accounts, possibly with the intent to change transfer on death designations. Maybe withholding financial or medical information from the family, Brian. You know, these are just a few that we've seen. Missing jewelry or property. Request to be a joint holder on bank or brokerage accounts, sometimes followed by large cash withdrawals paid to the caregiver. And then maybe, you know, another would be request for legal authority, such as a financial power of attorney naming only the caregiver.
Yeah.
And these are things that can honestly seem innocent enough until they're not.
Some little PTSD for me, you know, about 30 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, dealing with my grandparents' estate in that. Let's dig down a little bit more about that financial power of attorney. You know, maybe talk about any particulars about that. That seems to give a lot of authority to one person.
It can. You know, the request for the financial power of attorney or the POA is particularly concerning because of the scope of duties that are covered by the type of authority. And that's why it's so important that all family members understand what a financial POA can and cannot do. A general financial POA provides the agent with the authority to act on behalf of an individual's finances, while a limited financial POA gives the agent the authority, you know, not only for certain actions, Brian, such as paying bills, making withdrawals, or even opening or closing accounts, but a general financial POA and even a limited financial POA, while both of these can be durable, it means that they can take effect once they're executed or springing, which is contingent on a specific event, such as a physical illness, a mental incapacity, or even a hospitalization.
Yeah. Lee Colvin with us today. We're talking about some things to be alert for in caregiver financial abuse and those possibilities. And this power of attorney, the person that's given that POA, that power of attorney, unfortunately, in some cases, that's maybe what begins that abuse, or at least opens the door for that to happen.
Certainly. You know, while some POA agents have abused their responsibility by stealing money, making unauthorized transactions, and even attempting to change the beneficiary designations on retirement accounts or insurance policies owned by the people for whom they provide care.
Mm-hmm.
The beneficiary designations can even supersede the instructions left in a will or a living trust, and they can't be changed by a financial POA.
Well, if you suspect maybe financial abuse by a caregiver, maybe what are some things that we should do maybe just to even just begin looking at that. Even suspicions, deserve a follow through.
You know, I would say, one, consider contacting your loved one's financial advisor or attorney if you know who they are. While they can't share information with you, they can check for red flags. They can contact your loved one directly. You can also get help from your state government. Also from the National Adult Protective Services Association, which provides a listing of offices in each state to be able to help in your area. At the end of the day, you taking time to know your family member, you spending time with your family member can help. And finding a caregiver for a parent, for an elderly relative, for a friend can be emotionally difficult, but it doesn't have to be financially draining. You know, getting to know the caregiver, if you can, and watch for any red flags, so that you can take comfort in knowing that your loved one's finances are always in good hands.
Well, Lee, part of what we talked about today is, I mean, in several different areas, maybe you just need some advice, some outside advice. I don't know who the financial advisor is. Maybe you're listening and thinking, I don't want my family to be in this situation if I am in need of a caregiver. So these are all conversations that it would be good to speak with a financial advisor.
Certainly, Brian. You know, speaking to us can help, and then we can always get you with other professionals in our industry or in some of these other areas that can help and do research, look for those red flags. You know, we always suggest, feel free to give me a call at my office. We can talk to you about your situation and your needs and try to help. Either we can help you out of our office, or we can refer you to the advisor in the local area who may be able to assist you best for your situation, for your need, for your area. So we always ask, feel free to reach out at 615-907-7056. Again, that's 615-907-7056.
Lee, as always, appreciate it. Good information today.
Thank you so much, Brian. Have a great day, buddy.
You too. And we will put this on the podcast at WGNSradio.com under podcast. Look for Rutherford Issues. Wherever you listen to audio, you can watch it on Big G TV. Some very important information you'll want to check out today.